If you're ready to get out of your own way to follow the seven-figure science of success, then welcome to Sell Without Selling. Tune in with renowned international speaker Stacey O'Byrne as she shows you how mastering relationships, achieving the proper mindset, and attaining the necessary motivation will catapult you away from failure and onto your journey to greatness. And now, here is your host, Stacey O'Byrne.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Sell Without Selling. I'm your host, Stacey O'Byrne, and I believe that learning the art and the science of how to sell without selling is the only way to achieve high six and seven figure success. I am so excited to dig into this episode today with you. And really quick, if you're a business owner, entrepreneur, or sales professional, and you haven't hit the level of success that you've wanted or needed, or if you're stuck and needing a pivot in your business and your success, or you just want more, and you understand the importance of having a coach to help identify the blind spots, increase accountability, and help with success strategies to take you, your business, your income, and your success to the next level. If this sounds like something for you, then head over to pivotpointadvantage.com/iwantsuccess. That's pivotpointadvantage.com/iwantsuccess. There's a quick application there that will lead to a phone call with us to see if we're a great fit for each other. Okay, let's do this.
Today's topic is something that I hear frequently, and I wanted to pull Kiana into this conversation. And that is, I'm too young to be successful. And then the opposite end of that spectrum, I'm too old to start over or be successful. And I've been hearing it more and more and more lately from both sides. You know, people just emerging out of college and when they're immersing themselves into a business environment, people are actually projecting on them, what do you know about success? You haven't even gotten dry behind the ears yet. You're still wet behind the ears, or you haven't really built anything yet, or you haven't really experienced anything yet. I can go on and on. I know you've heard it. And then on the other end of the spectrum, I'm tired, I'm exhausted, I'm too old to start over. Maybe I should just get a job. Again, I can go on and on. I know you've already heard very similar comments and conversations out there. So Kiana, when you were going out into the business world, to the networking world, and really leaning into your entrepreneurship knowledge, and representing Pivot Point, what were you hearing? What was being said to you?
I almost think it's not even about what was being said to me. It was how I perceived what people thought. Because I think that that has a much, not bigger, because, you know, if you have people in your life telling you, you know, oh, you're too young, or how old are you? I got a lot of times, are you even old enough to drink? You know, a lot of people would mess with me and still do on that one. And yes, I can, just by the way. And I think that when you hear things from others that question your position or your authority and your knowledge, when you know you have it, it's easy to tell yourself, well, man, I'm not experienced enough. You know, I'm not good enough to be in this position. And there's a lot of self-doubt and, you know, the itty bitty shitty committee things that start really getting in your way. And so when I first went into sales and everyone was probably double, triple my age sometimes, it was really scary. And, you know, and I found it wasn't just, you know, for the 20-year-olds or the 25-year-olds. It also happened a lot with 30-year-olds who had been in a corporate job for a couple years, and they decided they wanted to build a business. They still didn't feel like they were enough or that they had the skills and the experience to go and be successful. And, you know, I was in St. Louis talking to a friend who had started a business. I think it was about two or three years late or earlier than that. And we were talking about what we were experiencing in sales. And my gosh, she said the exact same things that I was experiencing. And she was, I think, 57 at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I realized that on both sides of the spectrum, whether you feel you're too young, too old, too experienced, too inexperienced, whatever it is for your position and your new job, your new, more like business, it's all the same.
It is.
What happens internally and in your head is all the same. And it's a big problem.
You know, what's funny is you're in your early 20s and you just referred to a 57-year-old friend. Age is nothing more than a number. And that's the difference between someone who's clean and pristine between their ears and someone that has junk in the trunk, the bully in the brain, the itty-bitty shitty committee that's deploying. You know, it doesn't matter how old you are. What matters is how you are. What matters is how you're showing up in the present moment. See, Kiana has a passion in making an impact. Kiana has a passion in showing up and really making a difference and helping people get out of their way so they can get on their way and have their way. As a matter of fact, she's 11 months into business development and this aspect of her career with the company. You know, before then, she's worked every lower position in the company, and she's pretty much brought herself up from the ground up. I wanted her to understand admin. I wanted her to understand funnels. I wanted her to understand finances and collections. I wanted her to understand the different facets of business. So she's 11 months into business development, and she just evaluated her performance. And in the past 11 months, she has generated $140,000 worth of income into the company. That $140,000 of income actually equates to more revenue. However, because of our interest-free payment plan, the revenue generation, because we're a cash basis business, it's only accommodated $140,000. Most people starting out, doesn't matter what age you are, doesn't matter if you're in your 30s, your 40s, your 50s, your 60s, your teens, your 20s, it doesn't matter. Most people in their first year of business don't generate six figures. And she already has. So what I want you to take a look at is, what's holding you back? What's the purpose of inserting age as a reason, as an excuse? Because if you're younger, if you're falling on the younger scale, in my humble opinion, that just means you have a lot more energy.
It's true. It is true. You have a lot more energy to go and do the things that you want to do and you know, hustle, if you want to call it that. And you get to be open to new learnings and to adapting at all times, because that's something that I think people see as a negative thing, is that, you know, they have so much to learn, right? It's like this big barrier between them and success. However, if you're taking what you're learning, if you're going and modeling the people that have actually created success, because I think something that I was able to do that not a lot of people have resources and the knowledge of how to be able to model someone successfully, right? So I took you and I wanted to replicate her success. I wanted to replicate 6- and 7-figure success in my sales. And so I got to take a look at everything that you did. I got to take a look at exactly how you set your mindset up for the day, how you think going into a sale. And when you're able to do that and actually model someone's success, you can speed up your success. You don't have to go through all the trials and errors that other people have had to. That's part of the benefit of being young, is that you can learn, you can continually progress and take in new information and use it. Most people just don't believe that they have that ability. And so...
And when you're younger, you can lean into things that have been a way of life for you, like technology. I mean, the older generations struggle with all the technology releases. It doesn't mean that we don't know them. It doesn't mean that we can't learn them. It just means it really hasn't been a way of our life. I mean, communication for baby boomers, communication for Gen Z was always pick up the phone, meet face to face. You know, communication for millennials, communication for Gen Z and Gen Y, if they were ever not eliminated, was always texting, Snapchat, social media. So communication in itself has a broad meaning to a multitude of different age groups. And the younger generations are more comfortable in the non-face-to-face. Now, let's look at the other spectrum, the older generations. You know, when I went from my corporate career to my first business ownership, I was in my 30s. And being in my 30s, I still had both ends of the spectrum. I had the business knowledge and I still had the energetic youth. When I lost my business to a lawsuit and an unfortunate business partnership that went south, I was older. Mm-hmm. And because I was in my mid to late 40s, and that was, I started questioning, do I have the energy? Do I have the drive? Do I have the desire? And the answer was yes, and I also have the seasonality. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the beautiful things about life is it presents choices to us. And you can make a choice right now. Am I too young? Yeah, I can choose to be, or I can choose not to be. I can look at it as I have more energy. I have more technological savviness. I have more dot, dot, dot. Whatever that more, that comparative is that you have. Now, on the other end of the spectrum, the older, am I too old to do this? Mm-hmm. You have the wisdom. You have the seasonality. You have the experience. And because you may lack some of that energetic hustle, you may get very wise and smart about building out leverage and delegation. It's, again, still a choice. The only thing that matters is the here and now. The only thing that matters is the relationship that you have between your ears. You're never too young. You're never too old. It's never too soon and it's never too late. It's always right now. I want to get into some of the greats. Mm. Mm-hmm. You know, when you look at some of the life-changing, revolutional solutions that have existed, they've either been created by the people who were really young or the people who were older.
And thought they had, that they were done.
I mean, KFC, Colonel Sanders' story.
Yeah.
Colonel Sanders' story spun off of survival. A personal friend of mine, Les Brown, his stemmed off of hunger.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook, look what spun that. He was looking to connect with Harvard. Look at a lot of things that you lean into today. And they all spun off of identifying a problem and being creative enough and present enough to design a solution. Regardless if that solution's for you or someone else. What matters is how you show up. What matters is who you choose to be right now. What matters is what you're willing to do about it. Age is a number. I'll tell you right now, I found out last week I'm a year older than what I am. Seriously.
In the middle of training.
In the middle of training, I kept referring to myself as a year younger, and someone in class said we were born the same year and I'm this year's old. And I looked and I started doing the math and I was like, holy crap, I just found out that I'm a year older today. And reality is this, I am always 8 years old.
Always.
I am a kid at heart. I will be a kid at heart. I still have the energy, the tenacity, the drive. Doesn't matter how old you are. What matters is who you want to be.
Mm-hmm. And I think on the flip side, you know, while I still have my youth, of course, I really fit in with 30, 40-year-old, 50-year-old people. Like, those are some of my best friends. And it's funny because when I was younger, I never thought that I could be so close with people who are, I'm going to say, so much older than me, right? And it's because maybe I skipped a couple years, or I have an old soul, or I don't know what the reason is. I find that I align with people who want what I want. And that's when, you know, the cliche saying of age is just a number, it is so true. It's cliche for a reason. And I think that when you start aligning yourself with people who have the drive, have the motivation, are willing to push you and will challenge you in your mindset and with what you're not seeing currently, then that's when you're going to create success in any area of life. When you allow yourself to align yourself with the people who keep you young, keep you youthful, keep you whatever you want to be, that's when I think true success comes. Because it's about the people that you surround yourself with and that you allow yourself to be, even though it might not fit into the box of what society tells you to be.
Success doesn't ask for an ID.
Mm-hmm.
Money doesn't ask for your birthday. As a matter of fact, a direct sales company, Origami Al, was spun off of a 14-year-old.
Hmm.
A 14-year-old. She was a multimillionaire before she was 16 years old. So my question to you is, what's the purpose of you questioning your age? And then, what's the purpose of you choosing to allow someone to project their beliefs of too young or too old on you?
Or too inexperienced, or anything else that comes with it.
You have a purpose, you have a reason, you have a why. Dig in, follow it. And the only person that can really ever hold you back is you.
Your success is important to me, and it's also important to me to make sure that these episodes are valuable to you and for you. I would love for you to do three things right now. First, I'd love for you to head over to Facebook and join our Sell Without Selling community. That's head over to Facebook and join our Sell Without Selling community. Second, I'd love for you to hop over to Instagram and follow us at Pivot Point Advantage. Let's hop over to Instagram, follow us at Pivot Point Advantage. And second, I'd love to chat with you and get feedback on the episodes and find out any topics that you're interested in to help make these episodes more powerful and helpful to you achieving the success that you've always dreamed of, desired, and know you deserve. Head over to pivotpointadvantage.com/talktostacy. That's pivotpointadvantage.com/talktostacy. Let's get a 15-minute call on the schedule. Always remember this. Choice is a powerful thing, and suffering is always optional. Get out of your way so you can get on your way, so you can finally have your way. Thanks so much for listening, and I look forward to talking with you soon.
Whether it's mastering your mindset, communication, or success, we have more ways to keep you on your journey to greatness. Be sure to visit us at pivotpointadvantage.com for exclusive online training programs, success-specific courses, and more ways to connect to Stacy directly to help you achieve the financial success you've always desired, dreamed, and deserved. That's all available on pivotpointadvantage.com.